Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm just going to share one scripture tonight, all right? Turn to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. Well, maybe more than one. Luke chapter 8. Oh, God, thank you. Hallelujah for your word, Lord. Open it up to us tonight in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, Lord. Chapter 8 and verse 11. Now, this is where Jesus is explaining the parable of the sower. We have several types of hearers here. We have in verse 12, he says, those by the wayside or along the path, as some translations say. That would be the hardened hearer, the hardened heart. Are those who hear, then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, they receive the word with joy. This is the emotional hearer. And these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation they fall away. In verse 14, now the ones that fell among thorns are those, this is the worldly listener, those who, when they have heard, they go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. And I just want us to think about something tonight. And it's that word patience. Now, all of us have heard messages on patience. We've prayed for patience. We've had tests that will produce patience in our lives. We know that God allows things in our lives for a good reason. He's developing our character. He's creating in us a steadfast spirit. You know, He's making us immovable, and that we'll be strong and able to endure and to be strong in the face of adversity and to be a pillar and an example of Christ to the world. And so through all the things that we experience, the physical problems, the trials, the times of if you will, maybe financial difficulties and things that we go through in life, through it all, you know, God is producing patience in us. He's producing the fruit of the Spirit. He's creating in us something that is eternal. We are in the dressing room of eternity. He's getting us ready for eternity. But in the process of preparation here below, we've also been given certain assignments along the way. And so not only are we being formed into the image of Christ, but we're also manifesting the fragrance of Christ everywhere that we go. And so when we talk about producing or bearing fruit, we think about maybe your ministry, what you've been called to do as, you know, your way of producing fruit. We know what the fruit of the Spirit is, the fruit of love and joy and peace and kindness, gentleness, goodness, self-control. These fruits, these are evidences of the Spirit of God. That's good fruit, amen. A tree produces whatever it is. If it's an apple tree, it produces apples. If it's a good tree, it bears good fruit. But with patience, it's so important that we understand something, that God is a God of process. And you touched on that the other night. I was listening to your message. And you know, it's really what the Lord is trying to say to us as His people, is that in the process of life, we've got to be patient. If we get impatient, we get into anxiety, we start to make mistakes, we start to get out of the will of God very easily. We start to make decisions apart from the will of God because we feel like God's not hearing or God's not moving quite quick enough. And so I've got to make this happen now, because if not, it's not going to happen. Now, God has given us all promises. Many of us, you know what those promises are, that God has spoken to you. Maybe years before, God has spoken into your life. He's spoken promises over you. And sometimes in the process of life, we get impatient with that fulfillment of the process. And so we start to get a little anxious and a little bit panicky sometimes. And we say, wow, the hourglass seems to have more sand on the bottom than it does on the top. And you know, if I don't do something or make something happen real quick, that promise isn't going to come to fruition. And of course, we remember what Abraham did and how we're still receiving the benefits of his hasty decision to go ahead of God and help God out with the promise, you know, by sleeping with Hagar and producing Ishmael. And so it is with us. We have to be very careful, because what the enemy is very good at is he will come up with something to distract you away from your assignment. And it will usually be a good thing. This is why it's so tempting, because it's not necessarily to a Christian. He's not going to come up and say, here's some nasty sin for you. Most of the time we're like, hey, no, thank you. But he'll come up with something that's actually a good thing, present it to you, and then it becomes enticing to us. It's like, oh, it could be a ministry opportunity. You know? It could be an opportunity, a job opportunity. It could be a relationship opportunity. You know, that seems like a good thing. It may be a good person. It may be a good job. It may be a good ministry opportunity. Are you with me?
Yeah.
And yet it can be very much a work of the enemy to get you out of God's assignment for you, so that you will settle for a good thing but not the best thing, because he's a thief. And so he's always looking for a way to take away from you what God has promised. Or to get you into a place of anxiety where now I have to make this thing happen. Come on, I've been caught up in it myself. I've gotten impatient with guys. God, you've spoken these promises, and well, I guess I'll just have to go out and make something happen then, you know? And come on, has anybody beside myself ever tried that, right? Okay. So, Just a word of I don't know if it's admonition tonight, but just of something to consider, that before we do anything, we need to understand that God is not in a hurry. God is not impatient. God, anxiety is not in His vocabulary. Amen? God is completely at ease. He is the Prince of Peace, right? God is not stressed out. God is completely in rest.
Yep.
And the only way we're going to have rest is to abide in His rest. And to be very cautious of how we walk. And that when I make a decision, and that I am going to make sure that I have really presented it this to God, and that the peace of the Lord is guiding me in my decision. Be careful. Don't ignore those still small warnings from the Spirit. You know, those little warning voices that say, don't do it. It may be a good thing. It may be a business decision, you know, that, hey, what an opportunity. This has got to be God. But do we take the time to say, God, is this you, or is this a deception? Is this a distraction to get me off course? I've talked to you a little bit about this before. I've known people that have made decisions based upon what appeared to be good. What seemed to be right. And they were doing well in their walk with God. You know, they were really growing in grace and the knowledge of the Lord. And an opportunity all of a sudden shows up. And it seems like, wow, this is what I've been waiting for. And yet, it was a diversion from the enemy. And they bit off onto that fruit. And then they went down. And next thing you know, they're down the wrong path. They're messing up in life because they got out of the will of God. Folks, the key here is that you and I abide in His will. And that we always operate out of the place of rest from an abiding union with Christ in our walk with Him day by day. Don't get, if you're starting to make decisions out of the panic mode or out of anxiety, beware. Every time I get into that thing and I start getting anxious, and then I start messing up. I start to make wrong choices. And again, The enemy simply wants to get you out of the will of God so that he can steal what God wants to give you. And he usually does it with good things. Things that appear, that seem to be right. And so it is, when we produce fruit for the Lord, it's as that seed that enters into the ground, and it may be dormant for a while. You may not see any evidence. You may not feel anything right away, even. Right? But the seed is going in. We keep feeding in the Word. We keep sowing in the Holy Spirit. We keep loving on God, serving His people. Amen? We keep feeding on the Word of God, taking it in, sowing in the Holy Spirit. Galatians 6:9, in due season. It's about God's timing, God's season. You shall reap. Not in your time, not in our season, not when we think it should come to fruition. Be very careful that we don't get into the place of trying to make it happen. Walking in the Spirit is it's really an easy yoke. My burden is light. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Walking in the Spirit is an enjoyable place. It's an enjoyable life. It's an abundant life. But when we get into a place of anxiety, and be wary of that place. When you start to get anxious, it simply means you need to worship. Amen? You need to pour your heart to God and just get into the secret place. Get into the place with Him, which is right there in your heart. Draw water from the well of Yeshua. Amen? The kingdom of heaven among you and within you. And then make rational decisions based upon the peace of God that will guide you in that. Hallelujah. How many knows you start getting anxious or upset about something? You know the car illustration, right? Working on the car. You crack your knuckles one time and then from there it's all downhill, you know. As soon as you start getting into that place, it just escalates. So, again, it's about abiding in Him. God has a place of rest for His people. He wants us to enter into His rest. We know there's going to be an eternal rest, but there's a rest in the Holy Spirit. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And He wants us to abide in that place, so that we're hearing clearly from the Lord. When we've got to make a decision, don't operate out of panic or stress, but out of rest again. And make the decision after you have waited on the Lord.
Yes.
Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. That literally means to wait patiently. In the process, God's going to develop something in you that's going to prepare you for that promise. Don't get hasty. Don't get in a hurry. I've seen it over and over. You have too. I've seen folks that the ministry or the this or that opportunity comes up and it's like a carrot on a stick. Right? It looks so good. It looks so enticing. It's like, it's a good thing. It must be. It may be a good thing. But it may not be your thing, and it may not be the right thing for you. And it is a timing thing, absolutely. So that's it for tonight. I just wanted to drop that in your spirit.